This is KERA News. I'm Rachel Osier-Lindley. The Texas Education Agency recently announced 20 school systems will be part of a pilot program to develop local accountability systems. That's now possible because of a law passed during the recent legislative session, saying that districts can develop their own protocol to evaluate their schools. As part of our American Graduate Initiative, KERA's Stella Chavez is here, and she's going to tell us what this means for these districts. Hi, Stella. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Rachel. It's good to be here.
So, Stella, how will this pilot program work, and what districts are participating?
Well, in our area, they include Dallas ISD and Sunnyvale ISD, and a couple of charter school systems like Premier High Schools and Richland Collegiate High School. Now, some of the other districts are located near Houston, and there's also El Paso ISD and Waco ISD. The districts are supposed to meet four times during the spring, and the idea is for them to come up with different ways, or what they're calling indicators, to grade their campuses. Now, this isn't going to replace the state accountability system, which already grades schools on an A through F scale.
As you say, the state already has its own rating system in place. So why is the Texas Education Agency letting school districts come up with their own system?
Well, when the A through F system came out, there was a lot of discussion about whether this would be a fair or accurate way to grade schools. And I talked to Doug Williams. He's the superintendent at Sunnyvale ISD. It's a small rural district east of Dallas. And it turns out they already have a local accountability system in place.
One of the things that we really looked at was the fact that the accountability system in place was good, and we were scoring at the top of the accountability system. At the time, it was the tax test, and we were an exemplary district. But we believed that really wasn't telling the entire story.
Williams says they started looking at this 5 years ago, and they put together a group that includes school administrators, teachers, parents, and other folks from the community. And their system looks at how students do, like on the SAT and ACT tests, the number of dual credit hours the students are taking. They look at how much academic progress students have made, and they even look at how students are doing in the arts. So, for example, like what percentage of kids got an all-region designation in band. And every fall, they publish a book called the Community Report Card, which basically gets sent to everybody who lives in Sunnyvale. And it's a way for them to find out how their schools are doing.
If Sunnyvale already has this accountability system of their own already in place, why are they involved in the TEA's pilot program?
Well, one of the reasons is they're already ahead of the game. They already have this local system in place. So it's pretty easy for them to offer some suggestions to other districts, like what worked for them, what didn't work, what measures are in place to grade their students that has nothing to do with test scores. I also talked to Dallas ISD Superintendent Michael Hinojosa, and he talked to me about how it's important for them to make sure that their kids are getting what's called soft skills. And these are skills that show like whether a student works well in a team, whether he or she collaborates with other people or can communicate effectively with other people. And he says also extracurricular activities are just as important. He says, you know, success in school isn't just based on how a child has done on a test.
So what happens then after these districts come up with their own accountability systems? How will they be implemented?
It's going to be up to TEA, the Texas Education Agency, to approve each district's individual plan. And basically, the kickoff year is next school year. Districts will be able to start using these plans if they're approved in the 2018-2019 school year. Here's Doug Williams from Sunnyvale ISD again.
I think that what TEA is going to look for is input about what each school district can bring and what are you doing that's working well in your district. And then put together a system where the way I envision it, it will actually be a menu to say these are the things that are possible that can be measured under the state local accountability system. And then we can select the ones that make sense for us.
The bottom line is school districts say having a local accountability system in place is a fairer way of grading these schools.
Stella, thank you for taking the time today.
Thank you, Rachel. It was good to be here.